So, you know, we just went past Easter last week, right? And social media was absolutely flooded with those Easter egg photos. Colorful, beautiful, but also most of the photos, if you noticed closely, had a very similar style of lighting. In fact, that is a style of lighting that, at least for me, whenever I think of an egg photo, that is the style of lighting that always comes to my mind because it is so commonly seen and it is so beautifully created. The light I'm talking about is soft light, light that is so diffused that it looks dreamy and very angelic. So the secret to creating that level of soft light lies in... This is your host, Dyutima, but you can call me DJ. And I love to inspire food photographers to dream. I spent 15 years as an architect studying buildings and constructing hospitals before taking the biggest leap of faith of my life, which was setting up a food styling and food photography business right from scratch. If you're a dreamer like me, wanting to start a new photography business or grow your existing food photography business, jump right into a world where I share practical, actionable strategies to improve your photography skills, to work with clients, make more money, or with a fearless mindset. This is the My Food Lens podcast, and we take you one step closer to your dreams. So let's go. Welcome to another episode of the My Food Lens podcast. Before we begin today, I just want to ask you, have you submitted your question to me yet or not? Come on now. You know that the aim of this podcast is basically to make food photography easier for you, to simplify it for you. And my goal here is to clarify the hurdles that come in your way. I mean, we all have questions at every step of our journey. I don't know anyone who doesn't have a question right now about where they are. So please, I invite you to please ask me your questions so I can answer them through this podcast, through these episodes, so that it helps you get out of the weeds and also gives you so much more clarity. And not just you, actually, so many others as well. It's a very simple form where you can submit your question. Actually, the link is in the show notes. You can either type out your question, or I would love it if you could submit a voice note, your question as a voice, so that I can better understand your question. And also, if you would like, feature you on the podcast. I mean, you always have the option of choosing whether or not to be featured, but irrespectively, your questions and doubts shall be answered here, I promise. So go check out the link, submit your question. The link is in the show notes. If you can't find the link, email me, DM me. You know where to find me. Okay? With that, are you ready for lighting tips? I mean, who isn't, right? I'm always ready for lighting tips. And that's why I'm just going to cut to the chase today. Because I don't know one person who hasn't struggled with lighting in their food photography, or one person who does not want to improve and go one layer deeper into understanding lighting in food photography. So I have a few quick tips here. You can call them reminders if you are already doing this, but these reminders we all need every once in a while. And if you're not already doing them, these are quick tips that will instantly change your lighting game or maybe get you out of the weeds, all right? And if you want to create more powerful photos, definitely pay attention to the little things that I'm going to share today. I've also had a lot of fun, in fact, maybe a bit too much fun, with the title for each lighting tip. So we're just going to make this a bit more fun, you know, because we all know how lighting is like, super intense and sometimes a bit stressful. So I've had a bit of fun with the titles. And as we go through each tip, I'm going to share the title with you. You can giggle a bit. And you can have fun with it as well with me. All right. So should we get started with lighting tip number one? Lighting tip number one is distance makes the heart grow fonder. Okay, what does this mean in lighting? It means that the distance from the light source matters. If your shadows are too small and they're not really creating that impact, to create larger, bigger shadows, you need to actually move your composition closer to the light source. The further you move your composition away from the light, the smaller the shadow will get, and it'll also begin to get lighter depending on how far you have moved. So if you're looking for larger and darker, deeper, darker shadows, stay close to the light. And I think that we particularly look for these deeper, darker shadows when we are creating moody photos or when we want higher contrast between the lights and the darks in our photo. So quick tip number one is the distance from the light matters. To make your shadows deeper, darker, and bigger, move the light source closer to the composition or move the composition closer to the light source. The closer they are to each other, the more intensity of shadow and the larger size of shadow you will get, which will help you in moody photography and for creating more contrast between the lights and darks. Okay, that was number one. Quick tip number two. The title is called Dancing Shadows. Okay. So there's nothing more captivating, and this is truly coming from my very architectural, aesthetic, visual background, is that I feel in food photography, there's nothing more captivating in a photo than a sense of movement. And the placement of elements in a composition where you have your hero, where you have your side actors, all of those things, it can really create movement. I mean, our composition guides are made for that purpose, right? To create that sense of movement and direction in our composition. But to double the impact of that movement, sense of direction, we need to use light to emphasize it. So I always fall back on side-back light. Use side-back light to create diagonal shadows so that it gives you a feel of direction. It actually enhances that diagonalness, giving that, you know, a feeling of movement, that those lines, they really give a sense of movement in the photo. So I feel that side-back light is extremely dynamic. It is very moving in a photo. And if you would like to learn more about side-back light, go check out episode 86. It is linked in the show notes. It will tell you everything about side-back light, when to use it, when not to use it, what is its strength, what are the weaknesses. So to create dancing shadows, to create movement and double the impact of your photo, create a sense of direction in your shadows by using side-back light. That was tip number two. Let's go to tip number three. Now, this one is a very important one, and we need to be very careful because I have personally struggled with this a lot. But let's go through the fun title first. All right. Quick tip number three is brush over the top. Like I said, please be wary of this one. The thing is, if your flat lays or your top-down photos, they are just lacking depth or they are looking a bit flat, you need to give them a bit of oomph. You know, you feel like, oh, there's just something a bit more. Your light might be at the wrong height. Oh, goodness. It took me years to learn this. Okay. So the bottom of your window should ideally not be too high than the base of your flat lay composition. Otherwise, the light will brush over the top and it will not give you the desired shadows. The bottom of the softbox or the windowsill, it should at least extend to the bottom or slightly below the composition to create enough depth. We were talking about light, closeness of the composition to the light source and the depth of the shadows. So imagine if your window is very high, the sense of shadows is going to be so different. If your windowsill is lower or your light source is slightly at the level of the composition and you're using side light. So if you're drawing a mental picture with me right now, think of side light, pure side light. So if your window is a bit lower than the height of the composition, now that is what we are talking about. a very tall light source, like maybe a wide, full height window, might just be too much light. Again, it depends on your composition, you know. So if you are shooting in a space that has very tall light or too much light, please definitely use blackboards to absorb the light and to bring more depth in your photo. And, you know, this whole concept of what should be the height of my light source for my flat lays, it took me many mistakes and many years of flat lighting to be able to understand that this simple thing can make such a huge difference. Again, if you want to learn more about lighting in flat lay, please tune into episode 35. It is linked in the show notes. Okay. So recap is, if you want more depth in your flat lays, just make sure that the height of your light source is in accordance to the height of your composition. If your light source is very high, it might brush over the top and leave shadows that don't add too much character, personality, contrast to your flat lay. And if you do want to create that level of deep dark shadows, then make sure that your light source is slightly lower or at the height of your composition. Again, mentally drawing the picture of side light. Okay, with that, let's go to quick tip number four. Quick tip number four, fun title is More from Less. So our tip number four is more from less. I feel, you know, based on the amount of work that we do for one photo, I feel that nothing is more fun than getting the most out of one setup. So if you have the time, create a composition and take a photo in your desired lighting direction. And once you get that money shot, once you have a photo that you absolutely love, shoot the same composition in the other two lighting directions. And the reason I say this is because it will immediately start expanding your understanding of light to the point that after a stage, you'll be able to actually visualize what a certain light will look like in your composition even before you have started creating it. You will be able to draw that mental picture and visualize the different kinds of light even before you put your food or your hero or your subject in front of the camera. That's the power of this practice. Also, you'll be able to create three different photos from the same setup. I mean, who wouldn't love that, right? More content for social media, more content for your portfolio, and in the bargain, a solid understanding of different directions of light and what they can do to the same composition. Quite a power skill, right? With that, we go to tip number five. Tip number five is called the power of softness. How contradicting, right? Powerful and soft, both in the same. And that is absolutely true about what we're going to talk about right now. So, you know, we just went past Easter last week, right? And social media was absolutely flooded with those Easter egg photos. Colorful, beautiful, but also most of the photos, if you noticed closely, had a very similar style of lighting. In fact, that is a style of lighting that, at least for me, whenever I think of an egg photo, that is the style of lighting that always comes to my mind because it is so commonly seen and it is so beautifully created. The light I'm talking about is soft light, light that is so diffused that it looks dreamy and very angelic. So the secret to creating that level of soft light lies in the size of the light source and the distance from the light source. Again, kind of tying back into what we talked about in tip number one. So if we want to create a dreamy style of very soft lighting, we need to use a large source of light and we want to make sure that it is diffused in some way. So you have a diffuser, you make sure your subject is small. So large source of light and small subject. The larger the subject is in relation to the light, the harsher the light will be because there's more blockage of light. So think about that. All right. So we want to have a large source of light and in relation, a really small subject. So let's say just shooting maybe something like 3 to 4 eggs that is placed very close to a large light source, which is diffused. So it could be a window with curtains. It could be a large soft box. And when you place those eggs on a backdrop or on a surface very close to your large light source, you are going to get that dreamy, soft, angelic light, which looks ever so captivating. All right, so that was tip number 5. Let's quickly recap. The first thing we talked about was that the distance from the light source matters. So to create deeper, darker shadows, make sure that your light source is very close to your subject, and that will also give you larger shadows. The second thing we talked about is to create more impactful photos, tap into the power of direction in your shadows by using side back light. The third tip that we talked about was if you are struggling with your flat lays and you're not getting the kind of shadows that you want, check the height of your light source, which should kind of be comparable to the height of your composition, keeping in mind a side light kind of a scenario. Tip number 4 was creating more from less, using one composition but 3 different lighting directions, not only to improve your understanding of light, but also to create more content for your portfolio or social media. And the last tip, or the 5th reminder that we had, was the power of softness. That if we want to create very, 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 very soft light, then we need to have a smaller subject, a really large light source, and they need to kind of be very close together. All right? Was there fun or was that fun? So there you go. 5 quick tips or 5 quick reminders to step up your lighting game or to stay on top of your lighting game, right? My goal with this podcast is always to make things simple for you so you can take immediate action. So if you're going to use any of these tips to create your photos, tag me on Instagram, send me an email, show me your work and feel very, very proud. Nothing makes me happier than seeing you take action on everything you learn here because we are all about learning, growing, progressing, and finding success and joy in what we do. All right, on that note, if you found this episode helpful, head straight to the platform you're listening on and rate the podcast. If you have any questions, send me an email on hello@myfoodlens.com or come DM me on Instagram @jyotima_myfoodlens. I'll see you next week with another episode. Until then, bye-bye.